Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, who are you and what do you want to do for the rest of your life every single day? Have you done it? Have you answered that question? Well, now think about it. Are your actions right now, every single day, matching your ambitions? Are you doing everything that you can possibly do to get you to both of those goals? And if you're not, and if you're just listening to this podcast and watching a bunch of videos to get inspired and motivated, but you're not doing anything about it, you seriously need to reconsider your priorities. Now, today's episode is going to be all about how to overcome that. Hey guys, Frisk here. Welcome back to the next episode of the Creator's Toolkit. And I want to talk about an interesting topic that came up the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine, another fellow creator, and we were talking about the weekend. We were talking about the holiday, Thanksgiving break. You know, by the way, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, got some time with family and friends, but also found a way to create through that time period. And so, anyways, back to the story. So I'm talking to this friend of mine, and, you know, I kind of ask him, you know, what are you going to make over, you know, Saturday, Sunday, over the weekend? And, you know, he's like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to take time off. I'm going to take a break. And I didn't really say anything at the time, but in my head, I was immediately thinking about how I heard that same person earlier say that they wanted to be the biggest, best vlogger in the world, like Logan Paul, Jake Paul, you know, Casey Neistat, Peter McKinnon, and more. But they were going to take Saturday and Sunday off. And not only that, when we talked about it before, they told me specifically that they didn't have time. That they would make daily videos, they would make daily uploads, but they didn't have time. And that's all I could think about. You know, I didn't hear a word out of his mouth after, you know, he kind of said he wasn't going to do anything and take a break. Because ultimately, in that situation, his goals, like his ambitions, didn't even match the amount of effort or work he was going to put into, you know, his channel. You know, until he changes that behavior, changes that mentality, he's always going to be just where he's at. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about this specific, you know, episode. And I know some of you guys might have that same idea, you know, in your head too, that, you know, same challenge where you want to be the best of the best and you want it, but you don't really want it because you're not working every single day towards it. Like, you're not finding a way to create. You're just only creating when it's convenient for you. And that's a huge shift that every creator's gotta get out of that funk. Like, gotta get out of this idea that you need to be inspired and motivated by another person, another creator, another piece of content, you know, by a fan base, or even worse, by the metrics of your own content. Like, you just gotta grind every single day for the rest of your life. You got to find a way to create something every single day. And it's not that hard. It's really not that hard, guys. Like, think about it this way. If you could set aside an hour every single day for the rest of your life, I guarantee you're going to get to where you want to get. You know, and it sounds funny. You're probably saying, Frisk, like, that's like crazy. I'm not trying to, you know, 10 years from now have like the biggest vlog channel. But the thing is, like, you got to play the long game here. You got to think about, you know, this whole concept of 10,000 hours. Like, you're not just going to get to your dreams overnight. It's going to take time. You've got to work at it. You've got to experiment. You've got to learn. You've got to grow. You got to be willing to sacrifice and do the things, you know, that you might not be, you know, willing to do on a daily basis. And, like, I can relate right now. You know, I went out on a quick little, you know, I'm out here on my skateboard and I pulled off to the side and I'm actually sitting at a park bench right now outside. You probably hear the airplane flying above me, which is fine because I just wanted to get this message out. I just wanted to talk about this because it, you know, it was so top of mind. I was thinking like, wow, like I have time right now. I'm choosing to exercise and just kind of let loose a little bit, come up with ideas, but let me pull off to the side. Let me actually record this. It's not even an hour. We're talking like, you know, 10, 15 minutes and then, you know, maybe do some other things to promote it after I'm done with it. And I really hope that everyone doesn't get, you know, misconstrued. It doesn't take 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day to be consistent, to make content every day. All you need is 1 hour every single day for the rest of your life. Oh, and I can relate to that 1 hour a day. Like, let me give you a little bit of stats. So in the last year on YouTube, I've made at least a video a day, sometimes multiple videos a day, but it's kind of came out to about 365 videos over a year and a couple months since I started in a year. And throughout those hundreds of videos, which does, seem like a lot, and it kind of is, but, there's an hour or two of effort into each one of those videos. It was all about just consistency. I wanted to create and get something up every single day, no matter what it took. And ultimately, what did it get me? It got me about 10,000 subscribers and 1.4 million views, guys. So just by dedicating an hour or two every single day, sacrificing, 1 hour of sleep and then maybe one other hour of some other activities, I was able to get 1.4 million views. And like, that's small. Compared to other creators, I talk about Peter McKinnon on, in this podcast a lot. I feel like I've almost brought him up every year, but he's like amazed me. And I got to meet him in New York at an event that we put together. And I talked about this with him a little bit, not in a lot of detail, but I kind of asked about coffee too. But, it's crazy. In 9 months, he got 1 million subscribers by being consistent, trying to upload a video every day or every other day and making it as high a quality as he could. And, it kind of brings me to the most important tip I can give you. It is consistency. Consistency will beat every, your competitor. And it goes along with that one really powerful statement that you guys have heard, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And that is reality. Like, there are so many more talented people out there than all of us, than me, than Logan Paul, than Jake Paul, than Casey Neistat. He even says Peter McKinnon's better than him. But ultimately, he did the work. He committed to uploading a 8 to 10 minute vlog every single day for a year, one of the first people to do it. Set the table for an entire generation of video creators. And like, that's amazing to me. And I know that you guys have the power to do this too. And so if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to consider what will allow you to make something creative, compelling, that, comes from your voice, your thoughts every single day on a social channel of choice or a podcast of choice. And if you're listening to Anchor right now, how are you going to make something authentic and original every single day? Are you going to talk about your thoughts, your life, trending topics, things that are happening in the world? Or are you going to give help, information and tips, tutorials and more to others that are listening? No matter what it is, figure it out and find a way to dedicate 1 hour a day every single day and just do it. You'll be amazed at what you can do 365 days from now. I want you to tell me when you've heard this, 365 days later, tell me where you're at and tell me if you did that every day, if that strategy worked for you. How many views have you got? How many listens have you got? How many pieces of content have you made? And how many followers or subscribers have you built? So this was a little bit different episode, this time. This is more like a kind of like a inspiration, motivation, like rant type. I didn't really go detailed into tips or, anything super helpful. But, like I said, I just had to pull off, during my exercise and just talk about this specific thing. Like, I needed to say this because there's just so many creators out there that say, I don't have the time. But I know you have the time. You just have to sacrifice something. You have to sacrifice some sleep. You have to sacrifice going out to eat with friends, going to get a drink, going to the bar, going out on a date. Whatever it is, like, you have to make the decision to sacrifice whatever that thing is. But don't say you don't have time. You have plenty of time. You just don't have the right prioritization. You don't have the right actions that are matching your ambitions. And if you truly, truly 100% want to make it big on whatever channel you're trying to create for, like, you've got to change. You have to change to be able to make it. And so thanks so much for listening this time around, guys. I hope you guys like this format too. I might do more of it, but I'm not too sure. But anyways, until the next one, we'll see ya. Peace.